she touch my peppy, Steve.
Come to fruition on the WFO Dicks podcast, streaming worldwide. Thank you.
Aren't you big in, where are we big?
Malaysia.
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 They make a lot of t-shirts in Malaysia.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of t-shirts?
And squalor. Don't forget the squalor.
Like, just the plain ones. And then you buy them and print things on them.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, where are the ones that I get? I don't know. Never mind.
You get Chinese ones.
Yeah, probably.
They're all from some southeastern Asian country. It doesn't matter.
Bunch of little kids with no fingers making your t-shirts. How do you feel about that, America? Makes you feel good, doesn't it?
How do they make the t-shirts with no fingers?
They got those. Come on now.
They just need the palms. They just, you know, they don't... I mean, they're not hammering them out in a mill. They're just, you know, they're just slapping in boxes, and then the machines come out, and they put the little stickers on them, and... You just need the palm of your hand. You don't need all your fingers.
Stickers that say, like,
inspected by number
by
4.
Number 17.
Yeah. Number 17's a little 8-year-old kid.
First and last name so that you know where to find them.
Yeah, except for it'd be impronounceable and nobody would understand what the fuck it means.
Yeah.
No, well, they should have Americanized names. It should be, like, by Joe
Kind of like the people at the Chinese buffet. Yeah. What was her name? Terry. Her name was definitely not Terry. That's for sure.
Right. Naughty Terry or Horny Terry.
Hornetera.
Have you talked to her recently?
No, I think she's blocked me now.
I miss her.
I looked at her timeline, now I think there's pictures of a different broad.
So you're thinking maybe?
I'm thinking that was
our plan. Paul,
yeah, that was our plan, ran by someone else.
Yeah. Well, you know, we would have to have some kind of front for our company where we, you know, our outgoing phone sex line. We'd have to have some fake chicks. You know, just some pictures that you think are the people you're talking to. So we'd probably do the same thing. Only we probably wouldn't have beefy broads.
Well, see, the key, I think the beefy broads made it feel like, well, okay, see, that's probably her.
If
you're going to go find a picture of a broad in some panties to put on the internet,
then you would see it and you'd probably say, that's not her. This is bullshit.
She's way too hot.
If you see a beefy broad, you think,
oh, that's her for sure.
That's got to be her. I mean, who else would it be?
Who else is finding pictures?
Who would fake being this giant bitch?
I went down to the near ghettos yesterday, and while we were going down there.
What's the near ghetto?
Is that like the ghetto suburb?
It's kind of like the ghetto suburb. It's
on the outskirts.
It's still the ghetto, but it's like the outskirts of the ghetto. And they were having this car wash, and this broad that was at least 300 pounds was in these Daisy Duke shorts and had her shirt in that little like tie thing where you can see most of her stomach and gut. And I swear to God, it was the most nastiest thing in the entire world. The only thing I could think of is, if they're washing my car, are they using her to do it? As like a giant chamois?
So you got like a 3/4 chub off this at least.
At least.
Yeah.
Well, mostly because you could see her nipples.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. They look like, what are those little dog treats? They're little round dogs.
Snossages?
Snossages, yeah. They look like snossages sticking out of two flapjacks.
Are you saying maybe an inch? 2 inches?
Well, it was underneath, like, a good, like, thick shirt. Yeah. So, I'd assume at least a half-inch nip.
Wow.
Well, nub. Hmm.
So, how long would you say you were staring at this broad for, then?
Well, I was driving pretty fast because I was in the ghetto.
Yeah.
So, not too fast.
Not very long.
Enough to you know, get a good, you know, picture in my mind.
Sure.
Yeah, but not for too long to where... If anybody happened...
A mental snapshot for the spank bank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a keeper. I'm going to hold that in my heart till tomorrow.
Oh. And the Daisy Dukes, I bet there was a lot of cottage cheese going down on those.
Oh, God. It was horrible.
That's disgusting.
It looked like two blackened hams, and in between the two big black hams was a... they were kind of green-looking, so it looked like a salad.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was horrible.
A lot of times at work, I see the spandex as pants.
I thought those were banned.
Entirely, but it's only ever worn by people you don't want to see it on.
Yeah.
And, like, these spandex are usually stretched to the point where they're almost see-through.
Do they even sell those in, like, attractive people's sizes?
No.
Or do they only sell them in giant?
It says gigante on the inside. That's awesome.
I mean, is the purpose of those to, you know, kind of pack it in?
Well, the point of, it's like the Under Armour's that
you would think that would be, you know, attractive on somebody who would look good in tight clothing, but you don't ever see that to where you would think that maybe that doesn't exist. Maybe it's meant as some kind of like slim, like corset type deal. You know what I'm saying?
Right, it's like Spanx or something. And
is my microphone even working?
Yeah, your microphone's working. It's
look
just really
how
low.
Low I am.
You're horribly low.
Why am I so goddamn low?
I don't know. Try moving the microphone closer.
This is terrible.
Eat
this
it, master. Put it in your mouth.
I'm gonna agree. Like if you wanted to just. Trash it.
Oh, my God.
We can do that.
Just put it to your mouth.
This wasn't a very entertaining 10 minutes.
What are you talking about?
You could say that about every
yeah,
one
yeah,
of
no,
our
there
10
was,
minutes.
There was some fucking great material here.
We'd hate to lose this. This
you
is
know,
this is
the
one for the keeper.
First step in admitting that you're doing a terrible podcast.
at least we did the listeners a favor. So like right away, just like with fucking
just like, look,
Wolverine
look,
a few weeks
is,
ago.
This is probably our best 7 minutes. It's only going to get worse.
Oh, God.
So we were going to try to get at Drunkard STL on the
at
Twitters.
At Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
We were going to try to get him laid.
Yeah.
That was the idea. And that's like was my full extent of it, really, because I thought it would be entertaining.
That was it. That
but like, what well, there is many ways like we could do this. Like, are you trying to look on like Craigslist? Well, like you had mentioned that that's
you sent out the tweet, and I was like, okay, you know, I could get behind this. And then Drunk was all like, you know, for the show, I'll do anything. And you know, then I was like,
not to mention he might get his dick wet, like you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And so then you know, then my mind started wandering. Like, what is this gonna? You know, there could be a lot to this.
If he's willing to do anything
if
for the
show.
He's
willing to do anything.
And yeah. We're just trying to get him laid. We didn't say, like, a chick.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
well,
it could be a tranny that we just hook and drop.
You going to start fucking some guy girls?
No, dude.
What if they look really good?
No.
But you have to audio record it.
No.
So, that, you know, we could play
no.
it.
No.
Why don't
but
you?
But no, I liked your idea of making some sort of profile.
Some sort of drunkard at STL on the Twitters.
I think it would be best to go to like the most random sites too. You don't want to go to anything too mainstream.
Well, no, I think you would
let's find
go
the
to
weirdest,
like with some real nasties.
Right, with some weirdos. On
I
it.
Mean, like you don't want to just go to like a mainstream dating site because that'll probably attract some you know normal people. We want to find some freaky ass broads.
So Christian Dating Network.
Christian dating
network. Oh, yeah.
How about, is there a Catholic dating network?
I'm sure you can find it, yeah.
See,
you just find them so that they're repressed and they'll do anything, you know, for that weekend that their husband's away.
Yeah.
Anything.
There isn't nasties on Craigslist anymore, though, is there? I mean, did they
there's like, there's no, like, there's still, like, you know, sections for it.
Yeah. I thought they did away with all the sex stuff.
No.
They kind of cleaned up their act and went. Sale.
No, you can definitely find, you know,
escorts.
Personals on there. It's personals ads is what it is.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, we don't want to find some nice Christian broad. We want to find a nasty.
Sometimes they can be the same thing.
Can you define a nasty for me there, Mike?
They can
Drunk,
be exactly the same
it's
thing.
It's not fun if we get you a girlfriend. We need to find you a nasty.
I heard that well, these, no, like, that these dating websites anymore. Were like pussy factories.
What's a pussy factory?
The dating websites, like, yeah. You know, Match.com and this. I heard that that's where it's at.
Well, you got to pay for Match.com.
Well, no, we're not. I mean, I'm not paying for anything.
Yeah.
Just like Drunk's not going to pay for anything.
Son of a bitch in internet.
Yes, no no payment required for sure.
Damn Wi-Fi fucking shit. All right.
Why don't you just run a cable?
Fuck you. Okay, I'm going to go.
We'll hold the fort down.
Okay, Paul, I got a question for you.
What's that?
Have you ever been in a movie theater where some dumb broad is fucking texting or some idiot in the back is obviously talking on their fucking cell phone? You know what? You know what they have now? Cell phone jammers. You can buy them. They look almost like a fucking cell phone themselves, and they'll ban anything within like 10 yards.
I'm pretty sure they're illegal.
Yeah, they are illegal. But at the same time, I wish they weren't. I just want to go into a movie theater, not have some dumb bitch texting or some dumb fucking moron in the back talking to his whore, trying to get some fucking pussy after the movie.
Yeah, but like if you were going to, you know, commit crimes and things, being able to block people's cell phones would be really pretty crucial.
Yeah.
If you're going to go rape abroad, and the only thing she's got is a cell phone, you've got like a free rape pass.
Yeah, but at the same time...
Fuck's sake, not a goddamn phone, man!
So, yeah. You could easily commit crimes with these, but I don't think cops are really looking for them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
I mean, some of them, they look like fucking cell phones. Cop isn't going to fucking know or care.
That's true. If it, you know, it's one of those, you don't get caught, no big deal.
Are you going to block out the audio of the movie with this thing?
Nope.
No, it just blocks like cell phones.
Just blocks cell phones. You can't, it blocks their connection to their network. They can't get through, they can't send a text,
seems
they can't.
Decent enough.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have a will towards me with that.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't do that. Did you hear about that, Alamo film thing?
No.
There's this movie theater, Alamo something. This one dumb bitch kept texting during a movie, and their thing is, you don't text during these movies. And it's not one of those little theaters where they leave you alone. I've been there before, they have like these dudes, these managers, they will sit and stand there during the movie. And they will watch people to make sure they're not doing something fucking stupid. And they kept saying, hey, put that away, you can't do that here. And so eventually they kicked her out. They gave her two warnings. They warned her once, she did it. They warned her again, and she did it again, and then they kicked her out. And then she left this voicemail message that was fucking amazing. It was just this idiotic rambling of nonsense. And they made a TV advertisement for it. And now that's their ad on TV and on the internet. You can find this goddamn thing, and it's fucking amazing. Because finally, somebody's actually going around to people and saying, look, bitch, turn off the fucking cell phone. You have nothing at all to talk about. Watch the goddamn movie or get the fuck out.
No, Mike, no.
I'm sure you can find some desperate broads just in the women seeking men category.
Oh, so are we going to be responding to these?
Actually, I want it. No. Hold on. Go to Women Seeking Women. I want to. Do they have pictures?
Women Seeking Women.
Let's find some bulldogs.
Missed connection. Ooh, we could pretend drunk as some of these missed connections.
Ooh,
like I was the guy that was on the southbound bus.
If they say, you know, this guy was wearing a red hat, we'll get drunk a red hat.
Drunk has a red hat.
This shit is.
They won't know the difference.
Let's see, women. I am at least 18.
Oh, but there's no pictures.
Women may include adult content.
They can post pictures.
Cool.
These are actually very entertaining.
Women for men. Drunk, you've never...
Oh, this bitch is hungry.
She's hungry.
She's hungry for the puss.
Drunk, you've never fucked a dude. How do you know you don't like it?
I have that feeling there, sir.
There's Fun 24. There you go.
Fun 24. Oh,
with a picture.
But this is Women Seeking Women.
That's okay.
Do you think that...
I'm hungry!
M-N-A-A. What is A-A? I don't know. Is that
adult Asian? Maybe
adult Asian by
triple D's, not Asian. Not Asian.
The same. I just want F W B. Is there like a key somewhere?
No, it's all you have to read it for.
Friend with benefit.
Yeah, there you go.
Freak. So please be one.
I'm plus size.
I'm plus size, but cute and curvy. See, no, we need to find drunk. Okay, I'm a black 24 female.
420 friendly.
I'm a 420 friendly person and would like someone similar, but not a deal breaker.
I thought this one had a picture.
First email, I posted mine. It's your turn tonight. Where? Only for now. Where's the picture?
There. It says, what the fuck?
Where's the goddamn
picture? It says there's
picture?
A picture.
Refresh. Refresh the page.
Black chick drunk? What do you think?
All you gotta do is tuck a little.
Wait, why is drunk having to tuck?
Because
she's black?
That was under the women for women.
Oh. Well, women.
Taco Bell on Richardson. This could totally be you, drunk, right here. Have you ever been to Richardson? Where's Richardson?
I don't know.
That's in Arnold,
Richardson
it looks
is.
Like.
We constantly kept looking at each other. I was there with an older lady. Tell me what was wrong with my food, and I know you seen my car when we left. What color was it? I would love to talk more. Email me. Drunk. Tell this bitch what was wrong with her food.
Dude, how do I...
She went to Taco Bell. There's only so many things
I
can get wrong.
I'd have to be a straight clairvoyant for that, dude.
I'm guessing there's probably three things.
They didn't have my taco.
Right. There wasn't any meat, and like they just put all the other shit. Or it gave her the shits.
Yeah.
One of those three.
And obviously it was a... What's the most common color of a car?
Probably like silver or something.
I would guess... You know,
like
blue, red.
She's asking too many questions already.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Okay,
yeah.
She's out.
Obviously, she doesn't want dick hard enough.
Sitting outside at Starbucks, like right.
This
now.
Is the missed connections. This is.
Okay. What are we looking for here?
Let's find some just.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
It's a picture of her tits. What are you gonna do with that?
Obviously,
masturbate
she's looking
on to them.
Fucked up grill. Oh, drunk. What do you think?
Why is the shoe there?
She doesn't specify that she wants like a. Another black guy.
But it's in the... It's isn't this... Wasn't this one of the women for
yeah,
women?
This is, yeah, but she's not saying. She doesn't care.
No, I don't.
She just wants to smoke
women
pot and get...
That is women seeking women. She's hungry!
Okay. Oh, she's hungry.
That was the one...
Casual encounters, or do we want women seeking...
Well, casual encounters is pretty entertaining. Then you can just get laid, you know, if you just want to, like...
Well, that's the goal, right?
Right. That's.
I'm pretty sure casual encounters is having to pay to get laid on that.
No, I don't think so.
This is where the nasties go.
Look, either you give the guy at the restaurant $20, or you give her $20.
I guess.
Do you care?
I guess we got to establish the guidelines. Like, are you down for, like, man for woman? Or, I mean, I guess...
Two men drunk?
Are you? Can you be one of the guys?
Wait, what is that?
Of the two,
women for double women.
What? Well, some guy from Craigslist. Or how about? Let's look at the mythical women
for
men.
Men.
No. Let's look for the two chicks who want a guy to bang. They can't find one.
For men.
Yes. It's probably hard to find a guy to double team if you're hot chicks.
Exactly.
You got to post an ad on Craigslist.
We're doing the due diligence here. We need stories and/or audio.
Wouldn't this be the most amazing thing ever if we just clicked on this and like drunk goes out tomorrow night? He's like, guys, I just had a fucking threesome with these crazy broads I met on Craigslist.
Apparently, they couldn't find some dude to fuck her friend in an alleyway while you put your finger in her butt. No dude will do that.
Nothing wrong for that search.
What?
That was women for men.
No. There's no chicks out there looking.
And no women for men either.
Oh, man.
Why do they even have that category? I can suck you now.
Oh, that's man for man, son. The man for man.
I just
really
want
to be careful with this.
I just want a black guy to give me head.
There's man woman for man. Are you down for
woman
like.
For man woman? Oh, you want to like fuck a couple, drunk?
Yeah, I mean, what if you just fuck this dude?
DP black pussy.
That's with a picture!
Oh, there you go.
With a picture! Nice.
Looking for...
Oh! Vagina!
Wow!
Wow. What is she looking for?
That looks like an old hot dog bun.
Looking for a woman man to help me DP my wife. She is very
sexy
and very freaky. She loves oral and might let you cream pie and anal. Come all over her body. You must be clean and STD free.
Well, drunk's out. I meant the dirty part.
If
not...
you can host, you will go to the front of the list.
So if you have a place to do this.
Dude, do you have a van? And obviously.
You should reply to this with, does a van count as a place to host?
But I don't even have a van.
You do realize double penetration. You'll be in her, and then he'll try to get in the same hole, right?
Right. Ooh. So you're going to fuck her, and while you're fucking her, he's going to fuck her.
Yeah.
That's two dicks in one vagina.
You gotta sync up your strides.
so that you're all one solid, fluid-moving machine.
It seems decently tricky.
Yeah, I don't know about
but
that one.
Look how big she is. That like this can work.
Their balls are probably going to bounce off each other, too.
Oh, you're going to get some like, sack touching.
There will be balls touching each other.
Are you okay with that? Maybe a little bit. It's a black guy.
Wait a minute.
Back in the day, I'd have been down for, like, me and my buddy double-teaming some chick. Yeah. But it had to have been, like, heads and tails situation.
Yeah.
Not a DP kind of situation. Right. That's a whole different commitment.
That is there's no, you know, mystery in that. I mean.
No, there's no mystery at all.
There's a picture right there.
She's got, like, a lopsided piercing.
Yeah, it's kind of.
She flinched when she was doing that.
Are you sure that's
that.
Not a hand there, buddy?
A hand.
That's not a hand.
No, that's a vagina.
Yeah. I can look at my
it
hand.
It really
right
has
now.
Been a long time since you got laid.
I'm 90% sure that's a vagina.
90.
Yeah, I mean.
It could
at
be
least
something
you put the
10%
else.
Out.
Looking
that's
for
good.
Oral? Male for that's, male. What, we didn't click on male for male.
I think
why
we're just on, we're just on the most recent. We're on most recent in St. Louis.
And this casual is
casual
encounters.
This is casual encounters
today.
No.
This is casual encounters St. Louis today. So okay. Just watch out for the categories. This is going down today.
Jack off to pics of
Jesus.
My wife. Male for male, you host. So he brings over pictures of his wife and then watches you jack off to them. Are you okay with that?
No.
That's weird. That's
yeah,
very
that's
weird.
That's pretty damn weird.
Oh, come on, drunk. You said you'd do
there's
all
a pic
kinds
down
of
here. That's what the discreet partner needed.
Wait, discreet partner needed.
Wait a minute.
Oh, there's one in North County. One in North County.
Male.
Oh, male, that's couple
woman
for couple.
Male. Okay, so this is a dude and his wife.
Oh.
Bullshit.
You whores.
Looking for some thug type dick.
Don't think
are you
I'm
are
thug.
You the thug type dick? Can
wait
you
a minute, go back up there, couple for
dick?
Couple.
Miami got to play, now it's daddy's turn.
They're looking for a woman, though.
Oh, Mammy. Oh, okay. Mammy. Hotel near Lambert Airport. Dude,
that's
we're
man
like
for
right
man.
There. Male for
you
man.
Can go get blowed tonight by this dude.
For free.
Just because he wants a dick in
need
his mouth.
A glory hole this evening? See, now with that, why do they even say male for male? Why not just say, there's a mouth on the other side of this wall that will suck your dick?
Well, I think they want to be the mouth on the other side of the wall.
Right. But, I mean, like, they just went ahead and said male for male.
Oh, my God, angry cock.
Question, angry cock?
Angry cock. But there's no pics,
oh,
damn.
Oh, man for man
slave
as well.
Slave for big cock. Black couple by female.
They're looking for a chick.
But they're 40.
And there's
it.
A lot of
it's
dudes.
All dudes.
There's a lot of dudes on here trying
orgy,
to blow
orgy,
each other.
Orgy.
Oh,
orgy.
Yes.
Orgy.
With a picture.
Let's do this.
Nice.
Orgy.
It's today.
That's a good title. Just orgy.
This could turn south, like, really quickly. Like, we
no,
see
dude,
someone's
look,
mother
look
on here in a second,
is.
You know,
daddy
like.
Fantasies? Question?
Man for woman. So they're looking for a chick.
What is that M for T?
Is T for M like a tranny?
Tranny.
Oh, he wants a tranny.
No, we can send
need
that
some cock Lyon. Today or this evening.
At WTF Spaghetti, Mark Lang, we could send him the link to the T for M.
The tranny for... Oh, it's a 47-year-old tranny.
This post has been...
Oh, God damn.
Son of a bitch. Okay. Uh-oh. Need some cock today. Whoa. That's a dick.
Yeah.
Is that a dick right there?
I'm pretty sure
that's
a
dick.
I'm pretty sure that's a dick.
Well, you did. It is a tranny.
No. This isn't. Oh, that is a tranny.
Non-passable is looking for some cock.
Non-passable. That means he looks like a dude. He just wears some chick's clothes.
I love to be on my knees in nice air-conditioned house and suck a little nice cock till it explodes in my mouth or on my face.
I think this is just a homeless guy who needs air conditioning.
He just wants to get out of the heat.
Why throw in the air-conditioned house?
And he found some dress in a dumpster. And
he wants cock, but he just as long as it's inside a nice environment.
So this is chick with dick and beard.
St. Charles County.
Definitely right, this no chick way, with dick though. And beard, right. Yeah.
Are those like, those are like...
Stockings.
Yeah, some kind of, yeah, no.
That's a disturbing picture, really.
Drunk, this isn't looking good for you, man. We might have to like make you a profile or something. The more hung you are, the better.
This one doesn't say... And they love to give blowjobs.
I like to give blowjobs. 48 in South County.
What is NASA head?
What's the odds that this is a woman?
Wait, what is NASA head?
NASA head?
NASA head.
I believe that'd be no strings attached.
Oh.
Cum-filled cock.
Aren't they, you know, pretty much all...
There is no chicks on here.
No, there was. There was that one, but...
I suck better than your white girlfriend in fluorescent. Here oh. we go, drunk. This is it, right here.
Bet it's a dude.
Or not. Yeah.
I like to give blowjobs. I like to suck on dicks and make guys come in my mouth. If you need a blowjob and want to come over and fuck my mouth till you come, let me know. NSA. Send face and cock pic, and I am available now or later. I'll just suck dick whenever you...
So this is this is someone just
trolling.
That is a black ass.
Oh, that's from a guy.
That is.
Any straight guys want to try getting a blowjob from a guy? I can deep throat and go fast or slow. I love being skull fucked and choking on big meat. Very discreet location and very discreet guy. Come by, sit back, while I vacuum the nut out of your dick. You know, he sells it well, drunk. Come on. There's a black ass there.
I see the black
ass.
Dick.
The black
ass. Hit me up if this interests you. Attractive guy here.
No pressure.
No pressure. Just a good blowjob the way you like. Sit
why
back,
are there? Why are there?
Relax and get some head, or stand up while I'm on my knees and slop.
Well, they
got.
He's got to sell it more because he wants to suck a straight guy's dick.
Yeah.
So he's really got to be like, you know, hey.
See, I like how on this one he didn't say he was a man until you opened it, and so you were almost like, yeah, I suck better dick than your wife or girlfriend. Cool. Well,
nice.
Let's check this out.
What is? What are you?
You know what? I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yeah.
There's all this dick sucking. Why is there nobody saying, I want to slob on your delicious meat hooks?
Yeah.
Not
male
one.
For women.
Looking for a girl like this.
Napier, could we call this guy and you could do your sexy girl voice?
Daddy, I want your meat.
This is all dudes either wanting to fuck other dudes or fuck chicks.
Yeah, hey, look. Hey, look, there's a guy just looking for two chicks to fuck tonight. No big deal. I bet he gets a lot of responses. His inbox is fucking overflowing. Hey, I got a place to do this.
Hey,
you bring the chicks.
So check it out. I'm this dude. Maybe you and your friend wanna come fuck me.
Right, it's like...
You know, well...
I had this great idea. It was to have sex with two chicks at once.
I'm not going to give them any money. I want to kick them out of my house after I nut in their face.
Wouldn't that be amazing if it worked? All right,
post two classifieds. I want to have a couple of friends who like to play come over and have some fun. I have taught women in the past how to squirt, so if this is something you may be interested, get back to me. I am athletic and 10 inches. Put cardinals in the subject line so I know you are real. Your pick gets mine. So, hey!
So is he trying to pretend he's a Cardinals player?
Yeah. Yeah, no. He just wants to know that it's not bullshit. What type of posting is this? This is personal.
You know, they should really put a blowjob in their little searchables.
Oh, God.
Sex leg.
So, what are our other avenues for...
I don't really know.
Notice, if you continue with this posting, you understand and agree that if Craigslist believes that you are impersonating someone by posting an ad in their name or with their contact information, with their explicit consent, you authorize Craigslist release and all information you are a victim and for such violation. Okay. Which of these most closely matches what you have in mind? Sex with no strings attached, right?
I mean, that's the goal.
Okay.
I don't know if that's Drunk's goal. But the podcast, you know, the bit for the podcast really just gets you laid. I don't know if it'd be easier to get the no strings attached sex.
Well, they're talking damages of $1,000, so we need Drunk's permission to do this before, you know.
Drunk has given permission.
Okay, Drunk has given permission. Say
this is a verbal contract.
STL on the Twitters.
On the Twitters.
Has given express.
Okay. Mike, yeah. I got an idea. We're not going to do this
I'm
as a personal ad.
Anything about hooks.
Okay.
Or blood in semen or anything like that. We're getting drunk laid. We're not going to scare these bitches off.
This is what you have to do. No real person's going to look at these. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to put these in like the professional ads.
I'd like to say that I'm a man.
A drunk man. Is going
be
to be
someone.
A
I like how it says someone.
A woman? Can you
Well, you could do a group of women, right?
A group of women. Can you? You can't click more than one.
No.
Oh, okay.
So wow. We're just get.
That's aiming a little high. Starting with a group is really not the place to
we
go.
We can post a separate one for a man and a woman. I want to see drunk fuck a couple. Just fuck both of them. Fuck their faces.
Why?
I don't
we
know.
Should, we should make drunk a professional
okay.
Crotch shaver.
Posting title.
This is key right here. Really, this is like.
I want. To
get
audio record myself fucking.
That's going to be way too long. Nobody's going to read all that.
Face.
Well, would that be counted as getting laid?
You're drunk 27?
Yes, sir.
So if he just fucked some broad's face, like, did we get him laid?
Your email address. Oh, God. Do we have to do this? Okay.
We put the wheelbarrow full of dicks, yeah.
Be the first email we've gotten in a really long time.
I think you missed the S.
Did I?
Yes.
That's important.
As usual, that's the halfway point of the show. Napier, and this is Train Whistle.
Posting description.
So this is what... Is this the body?
Really... would like for you to hum Poker Face, but wouldn't mind a different song if you don't. No, that one.
Please no chokers or vomiters.
Please no chokers or vomiters.
I like that, baby.
I think it's
thank you.
I have a big one.
Oh, don't. You probably shouldn't.
Oh, okay.
We're not trying to misrepresent the weight of livestock here.
You gotta undersell and what?
Supply.
Right. You gotta set expectations low.
Jack in the box.
Must be 420 friendly.
Tacos. After.
If necessary.
If necessary.
Okay. Is that it? Do we need to attach a picture?
Should probably attach. Well, I wouldn't, you know.
Okay.
Maybe a cock shot.
Oh, wait. Go back down. Must be 420 friendly. Will not be smoking, but I will smell.
Not like smoke,
hold on,
just
what
in
does
general.
That mean?
What?
But will smell what?
It doesn't matter, just will smell.
All right, continue.
I think, I mean, that
okay
could be.
Okay for others to contact you about other services, products, or commercial interests. No.
You want some spam?
No.
Would you like spam?
Well, I mean, I was thinking maybe, like, you know, if they didn't want to blow him, but maybe they wanted to sell his face or something.
Maybe they want to, you know, him to blow
what
them.
That means, though, right?
It probably means you want spam.
I really would like for you to hum Poker Face, but wouldn't mind a different song if you don't know that one. Okay, that's good. That's good, right? I mean, that works.
I once posted an ad about offering my services as a belly punching expert.
Yeah.
On Craigslist, and I told them I would punch them in the belly if they so desired, and I told them I was a big enough guy so I can pack a punch if needed, and
like if that was their
if there's a thing if they wanted me to punch them in the belly, I would.
Did you get any takers?
No, but I got like three spam responses, and every time I was like, oh my god, someone wants me to punch him in the fucking stomach. Okay. This is going to be awesome.
Please review and confirm your ad by WFODix at live.com for St. Louis Craigslist. I don't really would like for you to hum. Okay, yeah. Continue.
But we'll smell.
I mean, wouldn't you think that would get like a couple replies just because it's interesting?
Yeah, maybe, but no. Not really.
Okay, so we need a plan.
Now, see, that's... Yeah, right. This is just the first fucking avenue. You see, I think there needs to be... I think there needs to be a nice personal ad so he can try to attract some non-NSA. Be like, you know, he likes long walks.
So you want some nasties that don't necessarily admit to being nasties.
Right, you know.
You'll receive an email shortly containing a link that will allow you to publish your ad, edit your ad, or delete your ad. Well, we definitely don't want to delete it.
Not okay. Yet.
They'll do that for us. Yeah. Don't worry.
Plentyoffish.com.
Now, I've never even heard of this. This is like, I guess this is a
I think this is dating like a free site? Dating thing. Free online dating at plentyoffish.com.
Hmm.
That makes me think of pussy.
Yeah?
Well, nasty.
All because of the whole fish thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so this is going to be the one that we you know, put on the charm.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm wondering. Like, what do you say?
All the cliche things that people say.
I think we should almost do two. One that's, like, brutally honest. And it's like, I'm not going to leave. Look, I'm not going to leave the seat down, you know, after I pee. It's going to be up.
I will steal money out of your purse. It's expected.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. have one just, like.
I'm not a thief, Napier.
Have one.
Well, if it's expected, it's not really theft.
Username.
There should be like the bad boy drunk.
Dicks.
And then like.
Oh no! Wait.
The
it
sweet
should
guy.
Be, I'm sorry. Drunkard. STL. On.
The Twitters.
Twitter.
Nice.
Is that too long? Okay.
Apparently.
Password.
Not.
I guess we shouldn't give out the password.
Just make it whatever your email address. That way you don't forget. For the
Waffle
Dicks.
We shouldn't.
Yeah, I guess we should put something else other than the password. That way, no one can tarnish our good name.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't want somebody to get in and edit this. Birthday, drunk, what's your birthday?
You know, hey, if people actually edited this, that means we know they're listening.
8/4.
That's true.
Maybe we should put Mark Lang's birthday. Does anybody know Mark Lang's birthday?
June.
No.
4.
Are you Caucasian?
You are. Caucasian.
Yeah, well, that's crazy.
Enter letters displayed under circles from above.
Only the circles.
Oh,
no, no.
Oh. Read it off to me.
F.
F.
I.
I.
N.
N.
A.
A.
I.
L.
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 It's the final countdown.
Have you done Napier karaoke to the final countdown?
No, but we will later.
Yeah.
Good one. So, yeah, I think there should be, like, a profile where you're just, like, there should be a good profile and a bad profile. Like, the bad, see, which, it could be an experiment.
He clicked Terms of Service without reading it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Someone
well, I didn't read a shit. This is you.
You already gave, look, you gave us legal guardianship over you. I mean, yeah.
We got permission on the first one.
Oh, yeah.
But
okay.
This one didn't tell that they were going to cost $1,000 to
postal
us.
Postal codes.
What? Hold on now. This is a little crazy.
State. Well, shouldn't it know my state if I put in my zip code?
Yeah, it did.
Do you want children?
Prefer...
Open. My gender. Male.
Is there other selections?
Marital status.
Like, is it just male and female, or what else does it allow? Okay. I was just curious.
Seeking... it doesn't have an option for anything.
Oh, are you seeking...
Do you have children? No. Height?
Is that your height or the height you prefer?
I'm 5'7" there, Michael.
5'7"? Man, you're short. Do you smoke?
Often. Often.
I'm looking for...
Intimate encounter. Well, hey, look.
Do you do drugs? Often. Hair? Brown?
No, go to bald.
He's a ringer.
Often?
Yeah, often.
What did you say?
A ringer. Well, I guess it's mixed color. I'd go with mixed color.
Okay. Body type. A few extra pounds?
Let's go with.
Doesn't prefer average. Not
you're
to say.
Yeah, I find myself average, personally.
Okay,
but.
Average. Your religion drunk.
I'm a Catholic.
Catholic? Okay.
Why not Buddhist?
Do you my parents aren't Buddhist.
Well, so. Then you'll get some Asian
that is
girls.
Important to know.
Your profession?
Management.
Like it.
This has got to be good, you know?
Right.
Right. Okay.
I was going to say pussy monger.
High school.
When it comes to dating, what best describes your intent?
Didn't we already tell them intimate relation?
Yeah.
Intimate, you know, I think encounter?
You can't just have five answers
well,
there.
Go,
obviously,
drunk.
Rape is going to
bear
be...
Bear your soul to the podcast. Are you looking for casual dating?
No. I mean, of these five drunk, which would you say best?
You want to find someone to marry. Dude, that's the crazy one. If anyone selects five, don't ever even, like,
right.
message them. You know
I mean,
what I'm saying?
Honestly...
Are you putting
not one, two, or not four or five.
Are you putting in anything? Serious effort to find someone?
I think you should put that... I mean, we are posting a profile. Like, we're putting in serious effort right now.
I want to date, but nothing serious? How's that?
That sounds good.
You know, that sounds okay.
It could be either.
Yes, yeah, sure. What, I don't
know. Just let us know, drunk. I mean, this is your profile.
As long as you
keep
don't put
mind,
five, I don't give a shit.
Okay, keep in mind, okay. Anal is nothing serious.
What is the longest relationship you have been in?
No, I think anal is considered serious. So if he's trying to get some anal, he's going to have to go a little
well,
higher.
Well, I was
going to
say
then.
It isn't serious for drunk.
Yeah.
Well, income yeah. for behind the scene.
My birth father and mother are...
Still married.
Why do they need to know this?
What is...
This
how
is some
many,
deep psychological shit.
Have?
I have two brothers and one sister. So I'm the oldest of
oh,
four.
So four, I guess. Which I am the oldest?
Yes.
Why is this relevant? Would you date someone who has kids?
Sure.
Sure.
I only date single parents.
Would you date someone
nice.
Who smokes?
Obviously.
Yes. Headline. Ooh, this is important, Paul. I need you on this.
This
one.
Is the eye catcher.
The headline. This is the eye catcher right here.
Puss magnet.
Well,
I don't think that's necessarily.
How many exclamation points?
At least five.
One, two, three, four, five.
There we go.
Okay.
I think you're going to get the wrong right. type of attention
okay,
with
okay,
puss
okay, okay. No puss magnet.
If we're going to try yeah, to get...
If we're being truthful here, I mean...
He's not actually
a
puss magnet. That's why we're
you know,
going
we'll
to try
that.
To get him laid.
He's not lying. I mean, I did put in the thing about the big wiener, and he said to take it out.
Right. This is legit.
This is
so
legit.
Let's do a...
Put in meth heads okay.
No. No. You know what I should say? You know what I should say? No hard drugs. No hard drugs.
That's no hard drugs on the first
the
date.
Headline. No hard drugs. Look, I will fuck anything as long as you're...
No hard drugs.
As long as you're not
no
doing heroin
drugs,
at
no
my homes. House.
No, is there like a... Well, let's see what else the questions are. Is there like a list of, you know, turn...
I have air conditioning. Exclamation point. No.
I mean, I would imagine.
Okay. Let's get serious here. This is important.
Let's see. What other questions are next? Let's see. Are we gonna have a place
okay.
to list? You know?
Talk about your hobbies. Talk about your goals and aspirations. Talk about yourself and what makes you unique. Talk about your taste in music.
Wow.
Wow, that's very broad.
It is.
I
think this question is horseshit.
My penis
in a woman.
In
preferably of legal age.
So
I don't care as long as it's both warm and wet.
I want to put my penis in something. Let's just make that the headline.
Direct.
Oh, wait. Keep
the women like the honesty. They
just,
love it.
Just straight pop it in
now,
there.
Now, put in there, I can only ride bareback. I have a skin condition.
No, that's not.
Some will fall off inside of you.
Once again, no.
I have a severe latex allergy.
Sheepskin only.
And with the head cut out.
Right. Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, okay. So we're
discussing rape and murder on a weekly podcast.
Discussing rape and murder, but rarely participate.
Rarely,
in either.
You had me till you said rarely.
I think the rarely.
No,
is
put
the...
rarely in quotes. Yeah. Depends on what you mean by rarely.
It's open to
interpretation. Yeah. Well, so is he trying? Yeah. I can just imagine someone's confused and they're like, "Hold on."
I like freaky stuff.
I think the all caps is a nice touch.
We're talking brutal.
Brutal?
Exclamation point.
I gotta get wild that particular night.
Right.
Love for you to kick my ass.
Mike's trying to get some good audio here.
This would be an interesting encounter.
I've never done this before. Let's see. Smiley face. Okay. is that it? Or do we need more?
Oh, put in there, must have thick walls, I make noise.
Oh, wait, did we do the audio record thing on this one, too? Must be willing to be recorded during sex.
Must be willing to be audio recorded or broadcast.
Now put in there, I have an idea for a stop motion film.
It's about your hobbies, you know?
Smiley face.
Bitches love smiley faces.
Smiley face. Interests. God damn it, didn't we just do that?
Aren't interests the same as hobbies?
See above.
You stupid.
I think you should put marijuana in there.
Weed.
Weeding my garden.
First date. The longer your description, the more likely it is you will get.
So they're telling you right here, this is where it's at. The first date. This is where you put your fucking sales pitch. Yeah,
no fat chicks.
I will buy all of the Jack in the Box tacos you could possibly eat, then some extra ones for after.
I guess that's after the sex.
The sex. Thank you for
just so they know.
I didn't want there to be that complete profile.
Nice.
All pictures must contain a clearly visible headshot. Upload nudity and you will be deleted and banned. Well, shit. Is there a picture of somebody?
What about one of those people you said looked like drunk?
Who looks like
didn't you
drunk?
See, like, show some hockey player that you swore looked like drunk?
I don't remember that guy's name.
You You can put like a little autistic guy up there.
Oh, that's horrible.
Can we just take a picture of drunk?
Sure. You got a camera?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all got cameras. I think you need to cheese ball it up. I'm thinking pistol fingers. I'm thinking sunglasses and pistol fingers.
No shocker hands.
Oh, Mike. Get some collared shirts.
I think the
shirts.
Pistol fingers is way more douchey.
Get some collared shirts. We got to give him some pop collars.
How many popped collars can we get him?
At least 3 popped collars.
That way he's uber cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, we can do that.
It says adventure, you know.
And
he's a fun guy.
It says rape with style.
Here you go, drunk. There's a hat.
Do we got the proper lighting for this?
We can acquire it.
And there's some sunglasses.
Those are pretty sweet.
Do you need me to stand for this, Michael?
I think the microphone in hand would be good. It adds an element of mystery and intrigue. Oh, it's got a flash. You got a fancy
phone.
That's
the brightest flash I've seen on a camera phone today.
I like it.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks good.
You don't look average size there. You look chunky, though. You may want to revise the profile.
Yeah, we can't misrepresent here.
That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do.
So I wonder how this site works. Does this, like, send you matches? Or do you have to view people's profiles and say, like, hey, baby, I want to stick it in you?
How you doing?
Do you have to, like their posts?
I don't know, but I see this being a very successful
endeavor.
Dude, you're going to be rolling in pussy in, like, 10 hours.
That's pretty sweet.
Rolling in it?
Just rolling in beaver.
So what else is going on, guys?
You know, not a whole lot, man.
No. I had a really great marketing idea the other day. Did you read my blog post about my marketing idea?
No, what was this?
Okay, here we go. It's for bulimic chicks, which I figure is a good untapped market, because if you think about it, bulimic chicks are probably always hungry.
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, they don't really ever, like, they eat meals, but then they throw them up, so then they're hungry again.
Right.
In theory, you would think. And so my idea was a food that tastes terrible when you eat it, but tastes great when you barf it up.
Maybe I did see this.
Well, but, so if you think about it, it's double motivation to stay skinny. Because, you know, you don't want to eat it because it tastes bad. But then if you do eat some of it because you're really hungry, then you feel shame and you throw it up. And when you throw it up, it tastes great.
So you're motivated from both.
Yeah, you're like motivated to maintain your physique by, you know, throwing up.
And if you poop it out, it burns like the devil. So you have to.
You don't want it to go through your system.
No,
right.
No.
Right, yeah. So you want to keep it out of your body, but you have to eat, but then you throw it up. So it's genius. I need a great name for it, though. That's the only thing I couldn't think of is, like, what would be a great name? I mean, I already got the ad campaign worked
Whisker
out.
Whisker mittens.
Make women feel like shit about themselves. You know, they just, you know, just have some really skinny broad just come up, just, you know, standing there, and she'll just talk about how fat you are.
So go, wow, you are way fat.
Okay.
Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Post, edit, delete. I want to audio record myself fucking your face. Okay, we definitely want to make sure that this
gets published.
Gets published.
Right.
But then we also need this picture of Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
This is probably the most likely thing to get you laid. I'm thinking like upper 90%.
Which one do you think is a better?
I think the two-pronged attack is guaranteed for results pretty much.
Right.
You know,
but I'm curious to see which one gets more attention. Because, I mean, the one is short and sweet, and the other one we actually had to like do some.
And the one's going to have his picture.
Due diligence and whatnot.
That's a lot of it, yeah.
You think?
I think, well, yeah. Did we click on how many ones without pictures did we click on? None. I guess we did click on a few. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Snoogey boogies.
Probably isn't.
Maybe some of this...
terms of use. Accept the terms of use. Of course.
How many terms of use have we gone through here now?
I don't know.
They just want to make sure you're not making up shit for, you know, laughs.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of true.
Yeah.
I'm sure you wouldn't mind.
Right, if some hot bitch just called you up and was like, you know, I would love for you to fuck my face while you audio record it.
Have you ever seen emails from an asshole? Either of you guys?
Posting after entering the
a phone number.
You should receive an automated call or text message containing an authorization code.
This sounds a little in-depth.
Verify your account.
Jesus.
4-266. What is it?
WFOD.
9363. Via voice in English. Send that shit. Fuck you.
You actually want to talk to the lady, huh?
You didn't want to text, huh? This is a pretty good photo of you, man.
Yeah. This looks like you.
I think the pussy will roll in.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
To show his ineptitude with computers. It's like this bitch doesn't even know how to turn their picture.
And it looks like you beat women.
Does it look like he beats women?
It looks like he beats something.
We should leave it pixelated like it is.
I don't know about that.
Just well, grainy as shit.
You look like one of the hitmen that they get like right. You know, recordings of. For
you couldn't see if I'm 18 or 45 in that picture.
All right.
It's bothering me that it's not sending me my verification.
You told him to call you.
It's not calling me.
It takes up to 10 minutes if you got
it. You know what it says?
If you got
10 minutes? This is immediate. We need...
If you'd have done the text message, you'd have sent it right away, buddy.
We are live, goddammit.
God,
people are dying.
You're ruining the show.
Yeah,
God damn you, Craigslist. You and your fucking shenanigans.
This is because there were too many whores.
Exactly. At least not a picture of a damn snatch.
How come being a whore is illegal?
It's not, as long as you don't charge for it.
As long as you take other payments other than
says
money.
These nuts, salty snacks.
Yeah, I mean,
that's awesome.
It's not illegal to barter. Like, let's say you really...
You know, they have...
3.9 kilobytes per second.
It's illegal to have sex for money, but is it illegal to have sex for, like...
Groceries? Dinner and a movie? Right.
No, it's not illegal.
I mean, you know...
It's only illegal for money.
If a chick is on the street corner and she says, hey, I'll suck your dick if afterwards we can go to, you know, Walmart and buy me a...
Set of diapers.
Set of diapers.
Or,
I mean,
like,
is that,
you know,
is that illegal?
I'll go to your, you know, stepfather's birthday celebration, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just whatever they, you know, they make you do. Women are wily.
Something to think about, I guess. I wonder... Oh, okay, so here we go. This is great. You're going to like this. So prostitution for money is illegal.
Yes.
Prostitution for goods is not illegal.
It's expected.
What if there was a prostitution exchange? Now think about this. You get a whole mess of whores, and they have sex for things. And then you also have people who want things.
And they buy these
things.
So the
prostitutes go have sex for the things that you want.
Like a flat screen.
And then sell it to you for discount prices.
Ooh.
And then there's no loser in that situation.
No.
Ooh.
And it's
everyone
not,
wins.
That's not illegal, is it?
Oh, what about this? You know how they have those prostitution stings where they go around to the prostitutes? They're like, ooh, how much? And they're like, oh, well, $50, Daddy. And then... You know, they give them the $50, and then they arrest the prostitutes. Well, what if the cops came around and all the prostitutes said, no, it's free. We're just hanging out here to get some blowjobs. This is free.
And I mean, for, like, you know, high ticket items, like, you know, flat screen television stuff, they could get, like, a punch card. Like, you know, you buy me a flat screen television, and you get 10 butt sex.
Well, yeah, or I mean, it's the higher quality whores. You know?
Right.
You could spend 10 grand on a whore if you wanted to spend 10 grand on a whore.
But, I mean, probably not in an evening. Well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I bet you just a high-priced hooker, you know,
would
fucking
that, Could you
banging?
Could you do that?
You can do that.
I mean,
huh. I'm going to trade you this Why Volvo for some sex.
Of this?
It does seem like a brilliant idea. Where do we get a mess of whores?
How am I not rich yet? I just came up with that shit just now.
Gators bitches wear jimmies.
Drunk, repeat what you just said, please. I have no idea what you just said. It was just funny how it sounded. I don't even know what you said. What did you say?
I said, Gator bitches wear jimmies.
I'm going to try extra hard to get you laid now. Oh, where's that profile back? We need to add more to it.
It's not done downloading your picture.
Oh, okay. The picture's up.
The picture's ready. Okay. I think we ought to, like, put, like, a whole bunch of pictures up and see who gets the most responses.
Well, that's what I was thinking earlier. I was thinking we should do, like, two profiles. One, like, exactly what we think a girl wants to hear, and one where it's like the exact opposite. Be like, I'm kind of a dickhead. I probably won't pay that much attention when you talk to me. I'll ask you to do stupid shit.
So while we're waiting for this to upload, did you guys ever see that movie Heckler?
Heckler?
Yeah.
No.
It's about, well, it's pretty much Jamie.
It's about
Kennedy.
A heckler?
Well, no, it's that's what I thought it was. I thought it was like a movie like about comics who deal with hecklers and make fun of them. And the first 30 minutes of this hour and a half long movie, that's what it was about. And then the rest of the movie, an hour of this, was Jamie Kennedy bitching about people who don't like him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Which is...
most people.
Most about everybody, right?
Yeah.
How does he always have a job?
I don't know.
No
He's
one
not...
likes Jamie Kennedy.
Enter comments here. Okay, rotate. There we go.
I think you need to keep the finger.
Yeah, we need to lower that a bit. Save. Definitely. Awesome.
I think the comment should be Gator bitches don't wear condom. Or what was it?
Rate my image.
Gator bitches wear
jimmies.
Yeah.
Rate it.
Enter comments here.
What should his comments say?
Gators bitches don't wear jimmies.
No, they do wear jimmies.
Or they do wear jimmies.
Wear jimmies.
Maybe you should put boches.
Boches?
All his boches love him.
Gator botches? Okay.
Wear jimmies. That's suitably fucking gibberish. Just like, they're going to read, what?
Complete profile. Take the world-famous Plenty of Fish personality test below. You are going to get back a very detailed report that talks about you. Okay, here we go. I get nervous easily. We're just going to breeze right through this, drunk.
Somewhat, I guess. Sure.
Somewhat agree? I am not easily embarrassed by others.
Sure.
Sure.
Would that be disagree or agree?
Somewhat disagree.
That's a confusing question.
I tend to become very enthusiastic about new things.
Sure.
Disagree. My own thoughts and feelings sometimes scare me.
Oh, that's
oh,
a good one.
Definitely agree.
Strongly agree. I tend to work too long and hard.
Disagree. Definitely disagree.
I'm a very productive person.
Agree.
Really?
No.
I would much rather eat dinner at a restaurant than at home.
Oh, I'd say disagree. Witnesses.
I am comfortable interacting with strangers.
By interacting, you mean rape.
Somewhat agree. I want my children to speak English.
Somewhat agree.
Okay.
Just know. Somewhat.
It's difficult for me to feel sorry for people less fortunate than myself.
Completely agree.
I am looking for someone to be just friends with. Drunk. Are you looking
disagree.
For friends?
I thought this was a we're getting drunk laid experience.
Okay. Then definitely disagree.
All the way disagree.
Basically, I am a happy Percy. Person.
Percy.
Percy, you know, you're a Percy too. Why not?
I'm always happy, Mike.
Agree. I can resist temptations easily. Strongly disagree. My religion is very important to me.
Somewhat agree.
I like to take care of all the details when doing things.
No.
Lime doesn't put itself on.
I sometimes find it difficult to get used to changes in my life.
No, I don't give a shit.
My political beliefs are very important to me.
No.
It is important that my romantic partner is liked by my friends.
Yes.
All the way.
I am looking for someone to possibly begin a long-lasting relationship.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
If it happens, it happens. I often do or say things I later regret.
I try not to, that's for goddamn sure.
Somewhat
no agree. Regrets!
I think highly of myself.
Sure.
Somewhat?
Somewhat.
I would like to have children in the near future.
Nah.
Crazy talk.
I have high standards for myself.
No, not necessarily.
Now you're here, so that says something. I don't experience strong emotions.
Not really.
I love all kinds of music.
Except for country. Fuck that country jargon.
Somewhat disagree? I would love to spend a holiday backpacking through another country.
Sure.
That's how you find the best victims.
I've climbed a mountain before.
My ideal vacation would be on a tropical island.
With no escape
say ideal,
routes.
But...
Somewhat disagree? I'm a very reliable person. I enjoy cooking.
You're giving him a disagree on the reliable?
I enjoy cooking?
Sure, I cook all the time. That's my job.
I prefer working alone than in groups.
That depends on what I'm doing there, Mike. Can't let the cops by myself.
One of the options.
Mike, the rape train can't have more than one conductor.
That's true. It is important that I get married soon.
Nah.
Another crazy
I talk
question.
More than most people. I enjoy solving crossword puzzles and games.
No.
I'm very open to trying new foods in different cultures.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
I often get angry about how I'm treated by others.
Hold on, say that again.
I often get angry about how I'm treated by others.
I understand personality question. Personality test questions. Well?
Do you get angry drunk?
I don't think so.
By the way others treat you?
No.
Do you ever just say, I've had enough of this bullshit?
No, I'd just rather get stoned and eat food.
Yeah.
It's a good way to live life.
This is going to go really well. I see this. Let's see if we've gotten any replies yet to the Craigslist.
I don't think there's I think
you're still waiting for that call from that one broad.
Oh, it hasn't posted yet. Oh, okay.
Some broad is calling?
Some broad's supposed to be calling. I feel more comfortable as a follower than a leader.
How many motherfucking questions are on
for
this
fuck's
thing?
Sake.
This is Man,
just answer, disagree.
You gotta really
time.
Want to get laid. Just you better. They better suck your dick just for filling this profile out.
I'm a hardworking person. Disagree. I don't express my feelings easily. Disagree. I don't like scary movies. Disagree. I feel more comfortable when other people do most of the talking. Disagree. People probably think I'm stubborn. Disagree. I feel quite comfortable in large groups of people. Disagree. I believe there's more than one way to do something correctly.
No.
Disagree. Well, my relationships with my friends are very important to me.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck them. I am looking for someone to go on dates with. Disagree. I am sensitive to other people's feelings. Disagree.
Fuck them.
I rarely get angry.
I don't
get angry. I rarely
Agree.
Disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets angry all the time.
Does he not?
But that's for the sake of the test. You know.
I wonder if there's if this is going to recognize that this person has no patience. Like they selected A for the last 15 questions. Clearly they'll hook you up. Hook you up with someone who also could not.
All right, so if you're a listener to the podcast and you heard, you know, at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters, and you thought, man, I would really like to hum Lady Gaga while blowing him, look for a Craigslist ad near you because, you know, it's going to happen. Oh, it's going to happen.
Now that we have, like, one fan that, like, we know who it is, basically.
Well,
that
we don't,
seems
like, know who it is.
Well, no, but I mean, like,
that could,
you
know, that
we
could
know
be.
There's a real person that listens to the podcast.
Well, we don't know. It could be you.
that's a lot of tweets for a fucking fake account.
For a hoax.
Right. That would be the most elaborate hoax ever.
Yeah.
Do we have fans?
We have a fan.
Is known
it a girl
fan.
Or a dude?
It's a girl fan. She loves the rape talk. Yep. Don't know why.
She digs it. The other podcast you listen to, they talk about rape, too.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Maybe I should give this thing a shot.
Oh, maybe we should hook up with that other podcast and we can all talk about rape.
What if that says something?
You know
about
what?
It?
I have extended the olive branch to several podcasts, and I've recommended it to people, and I've, you know, been nice and like, you know, hey, you know, I've retweeted people when they say, hey, I got a new episode up. I've tried to be nice to people, and nobody's nice to me. So
I retweet you, Mike.
Fuck them in their asses. And that one, the main guy on that one, has a really crazy lisp.
Whatever happened to our one thing that we tried to do to get a feud going on with that other podcast? You don't remember this, do you?
No.
Oh.
We were trying to get a feud going?
Yeah.
Between your Dick's podcast and the other Dick's podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, the classy Dick's or the something Dick's?
Yeah, the classy cunts fuck
jangle. I don't think they
jangle.
Do a podcast, but man, it was awful.
Yeah, it was.
So it was worse than ours?
Yeah, it was much worse. We are so much better.
Oh, hey,
here,
these are great. These are the profiles. We can find some chicks.
I have been working for the same company now for almost 4 years, and I'm on the fast track to the management program. I enjoy staying in more often than going out.
Too talky. Look
dude,
at these bitches.
Mike,
they can't
Mike,
even.
Don't
Mike,
talk about you. What?
Mike, find a pregnant chick that he can blast in her ass. Do it.
I love to just chill and watch movies.
That's fluorescent.
Or even go see a movie.
And she's 22.
I'm a real laid back as one word.
She
okay,
has
she's
a picture.
Out.
Obviously, English is
know.
Not a first language.
I click on her.
Okay.
Send a match. What do you? I don't even know how this website works. What can you do?
I don't know. I clicked on her.
Click on her name, Maggie Pie.
Maggie Pie, 22.
Maggie Pie 1.
Predicted ideal match score 0.03597. Is that?
Hold on, like
let's
out
of
back
1,000.
I think
that's 30%. No, it isn't. It's a 3%.
3%. Wow.
How does it work?
Hey, she's a Cancer. I don't know, Drunk. Would you hit that?
Mm. Does she have a mustache?
I don't know if she.
I might let her blow me while she hummed Lady Gaga.
Contact this user now. And then she will read your profile, and she will be smitten. Send a quick message.
Just say, hey, baby.
Do you enjoy, do you know the words to Poker Face?
Mike. Mike.
Something's happening. Look,
what have I done?
You're
you haven't done anything. Okay, just type in what's good, nigga. And then send that.
I like that.
Just send that.
Do you think we'll get, like, banned?
No. Why do you care?
So I like to chill and watch movies and blow dudes while they
what's
record it.
Good, comma.
Smiley face.
Oh yeah, that's smiley face. Chicks dig smiley faces, right?
Bitches love smiley faces.
Exactly.
All right. What's good to send images?
Oh, attach a rose. Attach a rose.
Can you attach what? Attach a rose. What do you see? Attach a be mine rose.
There we go.
Send message. Oh,
Change
the subject line to something other than your subject line.
Oh,
it should be like,
hello.
Something referencing your poker face that she's going to have to do while she blows you.
Poke your
face. I see what you did there. That was good.
Question mark.
Send
message.
You guys are clowns.
Oh, this is
Okay, so we've got a lot of work done here. I feel that we've accomplished a lot. And
we'll see the fruits of our labors in the coming weeks.
Next week, it's a cliffhanger.
Yeah. We've never had one of these before.
Yeah, this is like a to be continued.
My only thing is, there's only one person who's going to be in suspense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Us?
Who's that?
Drunk.
No, Drunk's not going to be in suspense. I'm going to forward all the emails to him.
Nobody knows when she's ready to blow
bitches.
Him.
Or botches, I'm sorry.
All my botches.
All his botches. Message sent. We strongly recommend that you look at the following users as well.
Oh, well. Cleavage Girl.
Shit.
I like the one taking a picture with their titties kind of hanging out.
Strongly recommend. Online now. A black chick. This chick doesn't know how to... okay. Hey, wait a second. One's wearing glasses.
That's it looks like a different website. I
like this
one's that
online now. What can we say to Jackie Marie 81384? I'll think of something. That's her. Okay.
That's her title.
Oh, okay. Body type average. Send a quick message.
You could blow me while singing Poker Face, if you'd like. You have my permission.
I dig your glasses. Let's
smash.
Do the
smush mush.
No.
Let's do smush mush.
Pants dance.
Smiley face.
you keep forgetting
that. The smiley face is very important. Okay, send message. Message sent. We strongly recommend that you look at the following.
There's
God,
more.
They're giving us even more. I mean, strength in numbers, right? I mean, you keep...
Oh, you can chat with this bitch?
Let's chat.
Oh! Hey, baby.
Here you go, drunk.
Dude, this is going to be free.
Beer pong party.
Dude.
Partying, yeah.
Well,
this is going to be like shooting fish in a barrel.
Oh, yeah.
It's your guys' world. I'm just swimming in.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
She likes Cardinal baseball and beer.
Looks like
she looks like she likes beer for sure.
Yeah, she's a beer drinker.
Yeah.
I like baseball and beer too.
But I don't like beer, Mike.
Also, BJ's. I didn't forget this time, Nick.
Smiley face.
Just threw
send
that one
message.
Out there.
Okay. Okay. So that, I mean, we threw out three, you know. So that should be enough for now, right?
Yeah.
You guys are all into this now.
Okay. Wait. What do we got here?
High Ridge, that's kind of a jaunt, Michael.
Yeah, you can meet halfway, like at a...
Oh, but she's only 5'2".
She's got a whole bunch of pictures. That chick ain't bad.
Not good, either.
I don't know. You'd stick it to her.
I'd drive to High Ridge to put it in her butt.
Really?
Not for traditional vaginal intercourse, but for anal sex, yes. Look, she's a paraprofessional.
Kind of far to drive.
But if you're down for anal, I'll make the trip.
You guys are so wild.
Unless... You were down for some anal.
No, don't say anal. Say butt play. Then it looks like you're going to do a little too with her.
Dot, dot, dot. Question mark.
Smiley face.
Smiley face. Gotta have it. This site's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's addicting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, drunk.
Where
so
are we
I
at
sent
right here?
Four feelers out there with very strong language that I would imagine would attract the right person, the kind of person we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see this going well. Your chemistry results for Drunkard STL on the Twitters. God,
this is man. They broke you down, dude.
I don't think I have time for all.
They broke you down.
Yeah, you're gonna have
son,
to.
That's like
all right. I'm
except for the last part. You're like you're an impatient asshole because you strongly disagree with everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think, fellas?
This is a record.
Yeah.
It's cool. There's plenty of shit that you can maybe possibly salvage a good half hour out of.
I don't think that we really did an hour of content. I think there's probably a good 20 minutes or so of content was spread right. about a bunch of pauses and a bunch of plenty right. of fish questions.
And I don't think they can hear you.
Yeah. Can they not hear me?
Oh. You're too far away from your microphone.
If I could turn back time.
If I could find a way.
See you. Peace out, fuckers.
You son of a bitch!
Are you taking over the whole...
I don't know. Everyone was looking around. Something had to be done.
Oh, okay. But you didn't even do the right one. Is that yours? Yours is
that was mine.
They know you're still recording. Even though nobody can hear anything because
it's your mic.
Yeah. Oh. That could be awful. My mic didn't work through the whole thing.
Yeah, that could be awful.
Hey, fuck you, man!
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.